I say this, that because the prayers of you people here. For it was your prayers that turned me from St. Louis to come back. And God hears your prayers. And I wonder if you all just promised me you'll pray for me to hold up and be at my best for the service for the Lord Jesus. Do you promise that? Thank you. And I shall rely on that. And I will be praying for you. And I trust that the great revival that you've looked forward to so long will soon come to your city. Just recently, this afternoon, one of the brothers that's on the platform now handed me a letter from a lady, a very saintly-looking motherly lady, age, was standing in the hotel lobby, said, give this person to Brother Branham. She was acquainted of our great, renowned brother that sleeping tonight, or not sleeping, his body is, his soul with Jesus, Dr. Alexander Downing. And 4 years before when he died, he prophesied, she said. And said there will be 4 years after my death that this city shall go on the rock. But after that 40 years, there will come a revival that will be more glorious than it was in the first place. And I have the writings here, and just in part, but I might read them. It's from Dr. Dowdy prophesied that some 40 years after his death that the churches would be restored in more power and glory than they were in the former. He said that in the meantime, the churches and the church and the town would go to the rock, and the glorious truth would be trampled in the dust, and so forth. But after 40 years, he said that there would come a revival that would make the city more glorious than it ever. Now, I believe the revival spirit is in the city now. And dear friend, I'm leaving you, and I don't know when I can get back. I hope to come someday again to you. But I hope that I hear this, I trust to God, that an old-fashioned revival has come into your city. It's on right now, but just keep it going. I pray that your founders here and your pastors will be one heart and one cause. Instead of an old-fashioned revival here, that people will come from the east and the west. They'll come into Zion again for the glorious gospel of Christ. I believe we're living in the latter time. I do not want anybody to go away and say Brother Brandon said that Jesus would be here in a certain amount of time. I do not know, but I believe, as far as I know the scripture, that something's got to happen to me. The world in a terrible condition. And I was just thinking, a few moments ago, about the subject of science. And I just think of how the science, how they have taken the natural man, and how he's went into the research from the fall of the natural, and what he has done, and how little the spiritual man has progressed in the kingdom of God. And I was thinking that the natural man went out at the unseen of his eye and pulled Adam down out of the sky, and split that Adam in two that destroys human life. And it's the natural man that knows nothing of God and cannot know nothing of God except he be converted. Then his soul becomes alive with the supernatural. If he could do that in the natural realm, what else the man of God can do? My friends, the church is so far behind. Let's pray. My, that God will move his church up. There's a natural man with a natural resource is getting greater results. And people are that call themselves Christians that press into the unseen. The blessings are yours, they're for you. Now in these meetings, I do not wish that anyone would be misinformed. I do not try to take the place of a medical doctor. This is not Mayo Clinic. This is a house of prayer. When medical doctors, God's up in here, they're doing a good job. But medical doctors do not claim to heal you from them. They claim to assist nature with operations surgery, and the medical remedy, which is an aid to nature. But nature has to do the healing, and nature is God. God is nature. Now, therefore, we salute the doctor for his how progressive he is and how he has broke out into them realms and finding things that aid humanity. But now the time has come until seemingly many things, the sickness is heaping on every side. And I wish to make this statement also, that these things that I claim are pray for the sick, I do not claim to do one thing myself. I have no power within myself to do anything. I'm just a man, unlearned, uneducated, but I am sure that my testimony is right, that truly a supernatural being came to me and made these statements, and I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. I've carried it to the best of my knowledge. And anyone would ought to know that a man that is unequipped and uneducated, I have nothing I could present to the people. No education. I'm not a preacher. I have not even a personality to give to the people. And to speak as since it's been told of, that is weighed out into every nation under heaven, will be 3 years, the 7th of May. Therefore, it shows that there's some supernatural power moving that works. And each night, I believe if a person just did not want to be critical, would see that there is something besides human effort taking place at the platform. And I'll leave that entirely to the audience to judge. Now, if you do not understand those things, I would not criticize it. If you criticize it, I would be silent. If I really didn't even believe it, but seen some supernatural movie, I would rather just keep silent and keep my record clear with the Almighty, wouldn't you? And because, remember, if you're here from different churches, no doubt you are. Some of them don't even believe in divine presence, the presence, the whole thing. Never before did. And Christian friends, and sinner friends also, lawyers, doctors, whoever you saw, I wish to say this also, that there has been much mockery in the name of divine healing. There's been much mockery in every phase of the day. But there is a real power of the Holy Spirit that delivers the human being from the bondage of sin. There is real power of the Holy Spirit that delivers the sufferer from his suffering. And I do not see how this clergy could save and to preach the gospel without including divine healing in the atonement, because he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we are healed. If you take away one, it was the same blood from the same man on the same day. Is that right? It's an act of faith and believe. That's why Jesus Christ, your Master, that each knee in here will bow before someday and give an account for every word. Is that right? He was the one who made that statement. That it is, if thou canst believe. It's an act of faith. Act of faith on salvation will change a prostitute, a drunkard, to a lady, or a gentleman, isn't that right? To a citizen. It will change a cancer-eaten person when a lovely doctor has done all that he can do and burnt his radium x-ray, and then it'll bring that person to normal health again. Dear friends, God, who is my judge, who I stand before, knows that that's a true statement. Hundreds of them I have not. That is true. So if you do not believe it, I would not condemn anything that was trying to help humanity. It's not a financial affair. Anyone know that? You know my home, or you can check behind us anywhere you wish to go. It is not. When I was a minister, a Baptist preacher in my church for 12 years, I never even received one red penny of salary. I never tried to take the one offering in my entire life. And that's when I got up against it once and was going, I had I just couldn't make ends meet. And I told the wife, I'd go take the hat from the church for an offering. When I seen some poor little woman, about 4 or 5 rows out front, reach down, get a little pocketbook, and begin to pull around some pennies and nickels in there, bless her heart, she'd give me everything she had. I told the audience, I just kid. I didn't mean that. Because I could not. I would have felt guilty of taking that poor old mother's money. In your course, there's large sums of money offered them. Not long ago in California, some of the Armenian people who had all stole out their wine and things sent me a check. That amounted to more than $1 million. And I wouldn't even put my hands up on it. I sent them back. I really be poor, live in a shack, and have favor with God and the feeling that I had the satisfaction of loving and all the wealth the world owns. When one of those little cross-eyed children, their eyes were straightened, that poor old mother was going to pick up for her to be healed, that means more than all the money the world has. And it's no charges, it's absolutely free, I have nothing to do with it, I'm just trying to make my body an instrument to help other people. I want to, that's my attitude all along. And I want to go out of this world with that same attitude. Knowing that someday I shall receive a reward. If I can only be faithful until that time, the rewards are given. I trust to meet every one of you in a better world. Someday where there is no sickness, sorrow of the heart, no disappointment. I trust that when the big wedding supper is set in heaven, I trust that every one of you in this building tonight will be present there with your offspring with me. I won't be there too. I know I'll have a little girl there, a beloved wife who's passed beyond the veil. And I have 2 children at home. I want them to be there also. Last evening, I wanted to have this present for the lady sitting in the building. She came by the platform. She had a little child that was physically lost by. Sometimes we wonder about a line up there. As you all remember in the first of the meeting, there is no miracle performed, most of them are. Now remember, I do not say I'm a miracle worker. I do nothing. This is just a gift you discern disease, that's all. Your faith offers the miracle. Now, see, your faith in what I say brings forth a miracle. This lady brought a little baby by, and she said, the little thing being crossed, I laid my hands up on it. And I just asked God to bless me. And she said, Brother Brandon, just hold it just a little while. Here's what this thing. All things that are done in the line of miracles that I know of, I foresee them before they happen. How many of you remember me telling you that? In my hotel room, when I'm in prayer, I send a manager over here knowing no one. Go over and you'll find a woman in a certain position. You'll find a man looking a certain way. And this baby will be in a certain... It may be a dozen babies like that, but it's dressed in this way. I'll see that first. It showed me first. And then they line those people to the platform. And I've never seen it fail in my life. That's right. And that's where the A cards and C cards and so forth are given. Now, do you say, is that scriptural? All right, St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus, the Son of God, passed by the pool of Bethesda where great multitudes of people were laying afflicted, all slain, blind. Remember the story? And there was one man who had an infirmity, not crippled or blind. He had an infirmity for 38 years. And Jesus went by and healed that man. St. John 5. In the 19th verse of the same chapter, here's the volume one of Jesus in question. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father doing, that will be likewise. Is that right? It's always foreseen. That's divine gift. When something is foreseen, people be in prayer. There's only one mistake that I've seen in the entire meeting that I made, that I'm sorry for. That was the lady that sat in a wheelchair the other night. I was definitely sure. I don't know why I had to do it. I haven't seen her back again. That was the time. But 2 more women were sitting by her in wheelchairs. If I asked for that one to be set up on the platform, It was shortly at the first night. I thought the people there. When the woman, she was the one that God was speaking to. I promised the Lord I would never do that no more. However, the little lady that passed by with the baby that I'll continue to tell, I said, walk over and sit down. And then, if you will believe this to be the truth, with all your heart, don't doubt at all. Just believe that the blessings of God is pronounced upon the baby and it will get well. For your baby's eyes function. I wanted to do this, that the people here in the audience, if you have to pass through a line just passing by, you be healed there and the same thing. That is true. If your faith is strong enough to throw yourself into the vision, you're seen before it. If not, it isn't. And the lady walked over there and sat down. I was very tired that night, didn't stay so long with you. And after the service, and last night she came back and was sitting in the back of the building with a little child, still cross-eyed, but still believing. And while I was in prayer here at the altar, praying for the sick, she was playing with the baby, and both eyes of the baby came normal. I wonder if the lady in the building tonight, the child, now. I thank you, God, sister. Now, she just took what I told her to be the truth. If you pass through the line, if you come through the line, just go on and go through. If you will believe it, the only thing I have is the Word of God, and this one who talked to me, he said, if you, that's me, will be sincere and will let the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Now you need to answer. Now that is true. And that, if that little baby's eyes that comes straight, just passing through and laying hands on the child, the mother affirms, you might talk to her if you wish to. She believes it with all her heart. And sitting there waiting, if it's taken 6 weeks, she would still believe it. And the baby's eyes would have been all right. You believe that?
Yes.
Sometimes. When God showed me something to do, I can do it. And then, as far as I know, that is when the angel of God is near, that's positive all the time. That's pronounced for such things as miracles. I have to see it first beforehand. God be with you all. I hope that someday we meet again. I hope that I can come back to your city and have a great revival. And I thank all the ushers, the ministers, the newspapers, the mayor of the city. And I believe the mayor of the city and someone wanted to come to the platform tonight to see a case diagnosed. Well, that is certainly your privilege, friend. I'll be glad to do that. Pardon me. Now, at any time that I can be of a favor to you, you all have my address about sending for anointed handkerchiefs and so forth, do you? If you don't, just write William Branham, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Post office box 325, or if you can't think of it, just write William Branham. They'll come to me and I'll be glad to help you in any way that I can. So God bless you all now while we bow our heads for prayer again before we have this meeting started. To you in the basement, I've forgotten to come down to speak with you tonight. Just in a few moments, I'll take a moment's rest, and I'll be down to see you. Our Heavenly Father, tonight we pray that this will be a glorious time. May your angel of healing, of mercy, the presence of the Lord Jesus be in the building so gently. And maybe it be tonight one of the greatest nights of all yet, Lord, here in Zion. God bless the very ground of this city stands. Bless all of these officials, Lord. I have never quite seen such in any city before. Somehow, Lord, I believe that the prophecy of your servant who's been gone for 40 years will surely come. May there come a revival throughout the entire city, Lord. sweeping across the nation and the city once more. Bless us tonight now, and may thy servant be anointed with such of thy presence that everyone passing by might be healed. For we ask this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, they'll want you to meet my Canadian manager now. This is Reverend Vern Baxter from British Columbia, which will be in the Canadian meeting soon as we go across Canada and overseas to our brother's pack.
Thank you, Brother Daniel. I've been listening to Brother Brian's words, and I think I know something of this, what's going on inside. You realize that this is the last night. We who have been in the ground meeting to know what last nights are. You realize the desperation, the great heart longing of many who want to be healed. Still, before I came to the meeting tonight, I was in my room alone. The Lord ever spoke to me, I think he spoke to me tonight. Before I came, I said, Brother Brown, do you mind if I take just a minute to say something to those people? We witness constantly on the part of people the attitude that the grand meetings are sort of a free male clinic. I think it's a tragedy if in your mind the divine healing that is being wrought here should ever become dissociated from your spiritual and moral obligation to God. A preacher friend of mine was traveling by rail over the Canadian Rockies, and while they were away up about 17,000 feet, he looked out and saw one of the engines on fire. The stewardess came through and tried to quiet him down and calm him down. When it was all over and they had got the fire extinguished some way, my preacher friend, who sometimes has more zeal than good sense, but this time his zeal seemed to pay off, he turned to the stewardess. He said, Did you pray while that engine was on fire? She said, I sure did. He said, what did you pray for? Your soul or your skin? Well, she said, I hadn't thought of it that way, but I guess it was my skin. Well, that put rather crudely. But there are poor people here tonight that are crippled, lame, blind. I know how Brother Brown's heart goes out, those of us that are with him. And yet, sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. In St. Louis, a woman brought a man of high repute, her father, last week to be prayed for. And for some strange reason, Brother Sheriff and I commented on it after. Brother Branham had passed that man by every time. Brother Sheriff got that man just close enough to Brother Branham that if he'd come to Apple Hill, he'd have his hand on the man. Brother Branham, with his eyes closed, another guy just moved right back. You heard him tell about the little girl who's laid through, and that was the healing of father. We couldn't understand that. He seemed to be a fine man. He'd been a judge. He was paralyzed. Very fine looking dog. We couldn't understand why that was. We found out after. And that woman realized that she couldn't get her father in. She kind of offered us a great sum of money if we do something about it. Now, just this. The gift of healing is here. Those of us that have been with Brother Branham are confirmed in that. We've seen so many things. We didn't believe his testimony, we have to believe the result. We've seen just about everything take place. But we know heartbreaking fact that there'll be people who will pretend to be God healed, pretend to have attended to their moral obligations before God. Jeremiah says, where human heart is wicked, who can know it? Desperately wicked, perverse, deceitful. Who can know it? Only God knows the human heart. That's why I think that the way Brother Brown moves by divine guidance, sometimes we are with him, we say, well, why did he do that? We're learning to keep our mouth shut and let him move under divine guidance. Time and time and again, we found people come into the line. We thought, oh, Brother Brown, do something here. Brother Brown didn't do anything. We looked at him and said, my, wish he'd done something there. We found out after that it was the somebody who was experimenting. We got people coming to smile for various groups to find out whether this was a fraud and so on. God has given our better eye and guidance time and time and again. Now let me say this. If Brother Brown could make every one of you well, I stand very high right now in your thinking. You've got more imagination, you're gone. You say, oh, if I could only get here. But remember the main thing, the major thing, the fundamental thing, the important thing, the eternal thing, the all-important thing, the critical thing, the thing that matters more than anything else, the thing that God Almighty is vitally interested in. It's not primarily in the healing of your body, vital as that is. But if he heals your body, he's doing it, that he might get at your spirit, that he might bring you to your moral and spiritual obligation before God. Now, I thought I must say that. They came to Jesus and he said, well, a lot of you folks are only interested in the loaves and the fishes. And the Bible says he would not commit himself to them because he knew what was in man. They wanted to make him a king. Why, he'd have been a wonderful king. If you could get a man to run the world today that could stand up with a loaf of bread and keep breaking it off, and every time he broke it off, there's another piece came on and he broke it off. Our economic problems are all solved. Rather, there would be no trouble. He'd just stand there and break it off and break it off and break it off. And they said, this is a man to make king. So after he fed the 5,000, he said, come on, let's make him king. Jesus said that he wouldn't commit himself to them because he knew what was in him. What was in him? All they wanted him for was to keep breaking the bread and multiplying the bread. He just, they just wanted him to keep a feed in their belly. But he knew that if he was going to feed their souls, he was going to have to go a different route. He was going to have to go to Calvary. He was going to have to suffer, beaten, die, and fight sin and hell and death for the thing, and come out conqueror and be able to give man more than healing for his body, more than bread for his belly. He was going to have to give an eternal life for his spirit. And tonight, that's the thing that matters most in this last night. I pray God, every one of you is healed. But oh, listen, your healing is of secondary importance. The fundamental thing is on your right with God. If God heals you, are you going to use your renewed body to serve it? Or have you just come to try it out? The doctors have failed you, you're going to try it out. Get right with God as you come into the mind. Got anything in your heart? Get rid of it. If there's anything there that will hinder you from getting healing your body, get rid of it and then come on through and let's please God. Now this is the last night. Maybe the last chance some of you got to come. If you come up into this line and do some serious things, you do some trusting, you do some believing, clear out the debris, get the ashes off, then the fire will burn. But you have to make a fire burn because a lot of ashes are there. But you get the ashes out and the fire burns. What will there be out of the well? There'll be lots of nice cool water. All right. If cards K79 to K100, K79 to K100 will gather over here. No one else stand, please, but those numbers. That's all that we want right now. K79 to K100. Now we're going to do our very best to serve you in the Lord, to be your servants for Christ's sake. Now listen to one more thing. Listen carefully. We want the utmost cooperation tonight. We want everyone to be obedient. We want you to be prayerful. When we call for extra prayer and help, you get a hold of the lines of the altar and go ahead and hold on God. K79 to K100. For a change of posture, let us sing, not only believe, but Lord, I believe. Everyone sing it now.
but I'll always be grateful to you and my fellow disciples to be with you all the time. I don't want to talk about that. My life is killed because of these good friends that my daughter was healed epilepsy, and my wife lost her hair, she was healed. So our life is just so much different. That's worth more to you than all the money that's in the world. Epilepsy is gone from his daughter. One is different now, isn't it? When Jesus comes in. God is our Savior. He is the one who does all things well. Now, if there's someone here, I have to make this statement each night, friends. If there's someone here that doesn't believe, they're just a little bit skeptic, just remember that. I will not be responsible for what happens to that individual during the meeting because these things come from one to the other. Everyone get on your record there and I'll say that statement. You should leave me. I'm saying it. You will have to remain with your head back. And you know, I will do that to you as the audience. Now, if you're a Christian, I'm sure you will. Now, the people downstairs, I went down there and just almost as many there as there is in here, just to love the audience. And those people down there in that basement, listening to the end of the service, just telling me that the love of God don't bring people to the Lord. See, they're sitting there, they never see one thing happen, they're not even in the meeting, but they're just seated just like a platform moving, just enough down their heads for just a good crowd out of the people. And they're sitting there just as ready to love what they can do. Not imagine even when we're praying, they bow their heads and just that type of people. Down in the basement, you just see in prayer also, loan your strength to me with all your heart now while we pray. Now you're going to pray them all. Pray here. Here comes the failed We thank you for the man that did it, that tried. But now, Father, let thy power of healing be known to our brethren. I rebuke this demon power, which is unseen to the natural eye. I rebuke it in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Leave the man. Come out from
him. Glory to God. Glory.
Over. You all right now? Raise your hands up.
Glory to God. Thank you.
That's what Brother Brown
Guy knows. Just a little moment down here. Just a moment. You don't feel like a friend of the this stuff, and want you to see what's wrong with this woman. She has a cancer on her face that's eating her up. Frankly, a good part of her face is already gone from this cancer. Of course, sister dear, you realize that life is very short for you if something gets examined. If it isn't guided by God, where do you live at? And you live here in the city. Do you believe if I'll ask Jesus that you'll get well? You know you will. That's quite faith now. I want everyone to be reverent and pray. But Father dear, I realize that our sister here, beloved Z, is dying. A hideous cancer is eating off her face. And it's seemingly that nothing will stop it. You alone, Lord, can do this. And wouldn't it be wonderful, Father, we just would just appreciate this so much if you healed the woman tonight. Maybe this is why you turned me back. Maybe for this person here, that it might call the testimony, resign here. You who heal the blind to make men see, in the city there have been blind for many years. You who take the little twisted children and brought them to normal condition. God is here tonight to heal our city. You have seen Jesus Christ and some God. You believe now with all your heart. A little too much for you to believe, friend. But since prayer, you knew the moment the cancer seems to be drying on the face with all of it. Solid, let me hear from you. Now you have to raise your head if you desire to see better. Look at her face. Look this way, sister. That's dark. Let's just say thanks for all that. Of course, you've been in the meetings and seen the vibrations and so forth. that you believe with all your heart. I didn't know that you're a stranger to me, and it's something I had of knowing that. You confess and believe that it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift that you sent the poor suffering in your hands. All right. Now, can you see those places on my hands? That's what we call Bible. That's the name that I am. It just feels like my hand is now. See how it looks? I take my hand off of yours. I put my own hand on. Doesn't look like that now. I'll put that your back your hand down. Still doesn't look that way. I'll put your hand in that back. There you are. Still look white things on your hand. If you will believe with all your heart. All right. You know that. May you bow your head everywhere. Father, who brought again the Lord Jesus to life. Though all the world seems to be so marvelous, and they're going, Lord, for knowledge instead of just a simple faith in God. We realized in the Garden of Eden when they tasted the tree of knowledge, they broke off relationship with the tree. And since then, man has went after knowledge. And he destroys himself every time he bites from the tree. Gunpowder, automobiles, and now an atomic bomb. Knowledge and knowledge. Truly the prophet Daniel said, they'll run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. But back tonight to a practice of 2,000 years past, to faith in the Lord Jesus, ministered by a gift of healing by an angel. Thou demon that bound this woman's body, I adjure thee by the Son of God that you leave the woman come out of her. Of course, sister, you're watching that. Never came to this till that. I am not the healer. The Lord is the healer. A good thing. And the scripture says in 3 days. Father, be merciful to God. And the power of the enemy that has bound your life. Come to take your life. God is here to help me. Thou demon, I adjure thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Now there, how you're looking within yourself. It's the hand in the same position, but it's changing. Those little white things running over my hand stop, haven't they? See, God, keep it. My hand has gone back to a normal looking hand. Is that true? Man, Cleveland, Tennessee? Well, God bless you, sister. You can go on your road rejoicing. All right. Bow your head, everyone, down. Be in prayer. All right. Bring your picture. Now, I do not know how long it will take to pray for the little boy, but I want everyone to just be as reverent as you can. And if anyone can raise their head, this is not psychology. Don't forget that. If it is, Jesus Christ used it too. He put the people out of the place, out of the house. If that is the Bible, truth say amen. Yeah. So did the Apostle Peter. I'm trusting that you will keep your head down until you hear my voice say, raise your head. Heavenly Father, every love, every mercy, I come to thee for a dead, dumb, crippled little boy. What a pity. Mother, her darling baby, doctors that tried so hard, efforts seem to fail to rid the little boy of the cause. Giving hearing and speech and right control of his little body that stagger between the people that let him hear tonight. Without our ears and healing, Father, and I pray that you grant this blessing tonight for the little boy. Hear the prayer of your servant. Thou demon that has bound this little boy, making him dead, dumb, and crippled, I adjure thee by the Son of God, leave the child. Come out from him. Friend, you'll have to keep your head back. As I raise my head, it's at least 2 dozen. Cold waves of vibration struck across me. What about the glorious hand before the people who they can only have faith and no faith? I pray you heal this little boy. Give us courage, power of faith to make this evil spirit that closed his ears and
put your head down here and screw it back on. face like a little man. That's right now. Praise the Lord. Keep your head bowed everywhere. Everywhere. There he comes straight. Keep your head bowed. Cross-eyed and has lumps on her feet.
down here to make her every whit whole. Now I pray that you will grant us all. Thou demon, I adjure thee by the Son of God, leave the girl, come out from her. Keep your eyes closed. Thank you. is coming this bad morning tonight. We pray that you'll be merciful to this man. Grant the desire of heart and eyes that those cross eyes might come into their normal places again. And burn you in this way, Father. Thou hast spared his eyes even now. I pray that you grant this blessing, and may the man be healed of these infirmities also. For I refuse the power of the enemy that holds him in Jesus Christ's name. Every eye closed now, the operation from his back trouble, his prostate glands were swollen, and that stomach.